Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Stop Existing Show. My name is Aidan O'Sullivan, and in this episode, we're basically going to be rolling straight into an Instagram live that I did recently, sharing and kind of brain dumping some of my favorite elements of productivity, some little weekly hacks, routines, rituals that will help you get more done every single week. But before we get stuck into that, I'd love to know that you're listening. So do me a favor and whack a little screenshot of this episode up on your Instagram story, and make sure to tag me at BizCoachAidan, and I'll be able to share that. We can grow our Instagrams and all that fun stuff. And I'll also be able to follow up and check in and see how you found it. Anyway, let's roll straight into this IG live right now, talking all things productivity. So one of the really big things that a lot of people struggle with is productivity, actually getting stuff done. And you know what? It's taken me flipping years to get to a point where I'm starting to finally not get there yet and crush my absolute productivity, but get to a place where I'm starting to get into the swing of things and actually maximize my own ROI in the time that I'm spending in my business and actually doing the work that I'm doing. So in this kind of live, I'm just going to go through bits and elements and pieces of the complete productivity system that I use to help me crush my week in, week out, so that every given day I know what I'm doing, everything is getting done at the right time without it being chaotic or crazy. And if you find some little nuggets or have any questions, by all means, ask away. And if you're watching the replay, just chuck a comment down. Hey Zoe, hey Tino, it's great to see you guys. I'm going to do the wave thingy because that's fun. But I asked a little poll yesterday, a little question, and asked some people for their biggest questions re productivity. And it's really interesting because I got a fair few responses. But the two major kind of categories that came out of that was actually, how do I manage my time? Time management is really a struggle for me. And then the other is like, I'm not very good with deadlines. How do I actually sort of focus for long enough to actually get the deadlines or to get the task done ahead of the deadline? And it's crazy, right? Time management and task management are two really big elements of the whole of any productivity system. But here's the catch. Most productivity systems fail on one of those two things. They're either really good at time management and really bad at task management, and vice versa. Great example of that is, you might be familiar with the Pomodoro technique, this whole idea that you work for 25 minutes and then take a 5 minute break and then get back into it for 25 minutes and then take a 5 minute break. And while that's really great for the time management element, you're focused your energy and then you're taking that breathing space, it's not necessarily the best use of your time when it comes down to your actual task management, actually the projects that you're doing, because you're constantly splitting your focus between the projects going on. And if you've not got the other stuff in place to optimize your environment, etc., you're going to be distracted by notifications left, right and center, and you're just not going to have the absolute focus all the way through. So what you've got to do, and it took a long time for me to get here, is to actually work out a way of mastering your time whilst also mastering the stuff that's going on. And there's a protocol that's been really, really useful. Hey Sven, good to see you. There's a protocol that's been game-changing when it comes down to this, and it's called the Mission X protocol. This is a protocol that I developed and have tweaked for quite a long time, actually, for the audience for magicians. So Sven, you'll know about this. And it's essentially a weekly meeting with yourself where you dive deep into your current life and business and basically get all of the whole progress on paper and actually see what needs doing, what doesn't need doing, what has been done, where are you, and get that bigger picture vision over everything that's actually going on. It's the Mission X protocol. I'm going to show you through some elements of it in a little while. Actually, I'm going to do a whole flip my screen and show you just my Asana. I've got Asana and my project management tool just behind me, so it's really bodged, but it's going to work. But yeah, just doing that a week, it takes maybe an hour, but it gives you everything that you need in order to spring load and preload your week for actual success. Now, I split this into two different meetings. So the Mission X protocol itself is really designed for your business, and that's where you look at your numbers, that's where you look at your tasks and the projects that are actually going on. And then on the other hand, I call my personal one my ground zero, which is looking at me personally. I track all of my data, and I'll pull this up actually now, pull up all of my data. I track data every single day because I'm a nerd. And let me just show you this. Okay, you can see a spreadsheet. There's a big gap missing there while I was away for a couple of weeks. But I track certain points of data every single day, which all feeds into a little spreadsheet and this little table. And it tells me there, like, how much of my, according to my specific goals, how well dialed in I am over the course of an entire year. Am I doing incredibly well? Am I not? And just having that visual aid sat there staring at me is just amazing, because I know that, like, am I on track? Am I not on track? This was actually gifted from the Zero to Dangerous coaching program with the Flow Research Collective. Game changing, changed my life completely. But that's one thing that I do every single day. And every week in my ground zero meetings, I basically sit there and check in on this and work out what's not been going great. Have I been having bad sleep? Have I stopped exercising? Have I eaten badly? Have I not been reading and meditating? Have I not been doing the daily habits that we all know that we should be doing? Like, we're all here on Instagram and we must see them at least once or twice a day, those posts that say the five habits that you must have, and it's always the same five. It is cool. It's cool to have this stuff. And honestly, it's nerdy, and a lot of people don't like that kind of numbers and that kind of specificity over what they're doing, but for me it's been a game changer just because that's how my brain works. But also in this ground zero meeting, again, I use this to check in with all sorts of data, from my health and well-being, all tracked via the Aura Ring, by the way. Shameless promotion for the Aura there. It's not focusing, but definitely worth getting one of those. DM me if you want some more info on that. But I also use that as an opportunity to back up all of my files for the week. I clear my desktop every single week, and I put all of my files actually here on a hard drive, an external hard drive, so that I don't have to worry anymore about a slow computer or finding stuff, because I know it's all tidied away in the right place, in the right location, on a hard drive, and my actual laptop, because I basically live off my laptop, is working at its full potential. It's so important. If you're not already doing this, especially as like us content creators, it's really easy to have lots of files downloaded and stored on your desktop and on your laptop. Clear them out, delete what you don't need, transfer out what you do need or might need later, put it on there. Really, really useful. But that's kind of the ground zero. That's the personal stuff. I don't want to go too deep into that because that's not what this life is about. But I thought I'd give a little overview on that element. But the other element, which is super important, is actually the Mission X. It's the business focused stuff. And yeah, let me just show you I'll just show you behind the scenes on my Asana, my project management, and then we'll see where it takes us. No, I didn't really plan out, I'm going to say this, then this, then this, then this for this live. I kind of just wanted to go over the pressing things, but let me just flip that around. So right now inside my Asana, this is my tasks section. As you can see, we're actually going live doing this now. I'm tracking all of my time using the Toggle time tracking app. So I can actually, over time, this is one of the metrics I look at, how much time am I spending in my work and where is it going? Is it going for something proactive, useful, actually driving results, or am I wasting my time on admin stuff that I don't really need to be doing? Fun fact for you, the little pro tip, and again, that's the actual extension is sitting up there, but it also integrates with Asana too, which is amazing. But when it comes down to the tasks, again, I put every single task, there's projects just off screen, I'm not going to show you those because this is for another business, on there, and you don't really need to see all that. But all of the projects get mapped into the My Task section, and I've just created these little areas, which is all tasks this week, must complete today, and quick wins. And that means that every day I live on this page. And during my Mission X each week, I look at all of the tasks that are in all of these sections, drag them all into this week. So I work Monday to Sunday in terms of tasks going this week, chuck them all into this week section, and then each day I'll bring forward the stuff that needs doing in any given day, because all of the tasks have due dates, all of them have specific deadlines. So again, I bring forward everything that needs to happen, say today, and I stick it in this section. Then whenever I'm working on a particular project, I can bring it up into the quick win section. So that's the only project that I see visible at any given time. My focus is laser on this particular project, not any other project. It's on this one thing, right? It's doing that one thing. And that's the most important thing when it comes down to actually focus and time management and all that kind of stuff. If you're struggling with focus right now, it's probably because you're sat there looking at 101 different things or a massive to-do list. You've not really got any coordination over what your actual tasks are. So having this in place to know what the one thing that you're doing at any given moment is, absolute game changer, because you know that you just need to get that done, tick off that box, cross off that task, then you can work to the next one. And it gives you that flexibility over, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get this one thing done right now, this is a bigger project than I first thought, because let's face it, that happens all the time. Gives you that flexibility to add a secondary task to follow up or to do extra other things. Again, really, really useful. Zoe, you do something similar with Notion, which is so cool. I tried Notion once. I was on it for like a week, and then I was like, yeah, no, I can't use it. I'm too down the Asana rabbit hole. I don't think I'll ever leave Asana, which is quite amusing. But I'm glad you do something similar. Really, really important stuff. So yeah, that's a little bit on kind of how I manage the day to day. And every single day at the end of every day, I do this. I update all of the data from that spreadsheet that I showed you a little while ago. I add in the week, all the data for the week actually in there. Or for the day, sorry, at the end of every day I do it then. And yeah, just plan out all of the tasks for the following day. So everything gets dragged into the must complete today section, because that's empty by the end of the day. I drag in all of tomorrow's tasks into the today section, which sounds complicated. I'm really making it difficult here. But it means that when I wake up tomorrow and when I set to work tomorrow, I already know it's all preloaded, it all actually happens. And I've got some special rules actually, automation triggering in the background of Asana, which automatically brings any tasks into that section in case I've missed them. So I know on any given day, that's what I'm doing. Now, here's the other thing. How many things should you be doing in a day? This is really important, because when it comes down to actually looking at your projects and looking at the tasks you're doing, it's really easy to kick yourself by drilling in that you have to do dozens of things every day, and you really don't. In fact, there was a time where I was crunching through 100, 110 hour work weeks because I was trying to do like 30 different projects a day. I was just, big projects, not just little quick little admin things, 30 massive things every single day. And it was the fastest path to burnout I think I've ever seen. But now I'm crushing that down, and I'm at the point where now like 15 is my absolute max. And that's not just 15 massive projects either. That's like 15 tasks for the day, whether that's like send one email to this person or start this thing or brainstorm this thing or watch this training video. It's like I'm now at 15 a day, which is a significant reduction, but important nonetheless. So yeah, a little bit there. I also want to show you the calendar view as well, because this is kind of interesting. So one of the things I do as well, I actually learned this from a YouTube video out of a different context, but I thought it was interesting. It's going to populate all of the stuff for this week. But when I'm working to my next week of projects, again, there's a lot of stuff here, but it's all pre-populated because Asana's the best like that. But I get to see just at a glance what's cracking on this week, what's actually going on. And I preload the entire week. And again, you can see there's this kind of trend where it gets thinner towards the weekend. And that's intentional, because I preload the week with a lot of stuff or a little bit more stuff than I usually would, so that I can start to get a better picture of what's actually going on. How big is this task? Am I going to be able to get it done today? And I actually, controversial opinion here, I'm going to flip back around, controversial opinion here, I don't like to use my Mondays to work on the most important task. I don't. I personally like to use my Mondays to do all of the little bitty admin things, or as much of that as possible that isn't recurring daily admin. But I get as much of the bitty things done as possible, and then use that time to prepare out the big projects for the week, split up the big projects, actually go like that. So is that because of decision fatigue? Yes, 100%. It's that whole concept of decision fatigue, task switching, because you focus between different things, but also because, you know, I'm busy. And I do want a life as well. I don't want to be doing a billion things every single day. I've been there, done that. It's not fun, and nor should anybody. So it's actually being able to know your limit. And I read this in... Let me grab the book. It's going to show it backwards now, isn't it? But The Art of Impossible by Stephen Kotler. There's one highly recommend. You must get this. I've literally got 10 copies up on a shelf because it's that good. So if you are actually watching this live and you want a copy, just drop me a message and I'll ship one to you. It's cool. It's kind of why I bought them. But he talks in there about having a specific number of things that you can do incredibly well every single day. I think Stephen actually looks at 6 things every single day that he can do incredibly well. And he does no more, no less. He does those 6 things a day, or sometimes less. But that way he's not overwhelming, it's not overworking yourself. And you actually get to, on every single thing that you do, power yourself at the absolute best level. So again, really, really important there. I know that that's not, we can't really all just say, ah, well, it's all good for Stephen. He's got a team and he's got people to help him with this stuff. Us coaches, we don't have that flexibility. That's why my number's 15, roughly, rather than 6. But yeah, so there's another little nugget there. Again, I hope it's cool that I'm going on tangents and just randomly jotting my brain around everywhere, but this is a full system that I'll probably one day pull together once it's a bit more refined, pull it all together and stick it as a, I don't know, a course or something, maybe. Who knows. But let me flip this back around. So again, you'll notice that I preload my weeks for the reason I just mentioned a minute ago. It's quite clearly a nice big trend there. Because I get all of the bitty admin stuff done here and use the first couple of days of the week to plan out the main projects for the rest, then obviously as the rest of the week goes on, it's fine. The end of the week doesn't particularly look like this. In fact, I'll go to this week's, and it's quite the opposite. So quite interestingly, the tasks flip around. It kind of goes from this upwards towards like a very busy weekend or a very empty weekend to the other way around, just because of the way that... I'm tackling those tasks. And again, I could just move these around if it's going to be a little bit too difficult to, say, post that particular piece of Instagram content, then that's fine. I can drag and drop it over. I know what's going on at any given moment in time. So it's kind of really important just to be able to do, have that flexibility. If you are working to absolute regimented deadlines is what I meant to say. If you're working to absolute rigid 100% deadlines every single week, it's a bit of a struggle. It's going to be very taxing and challenging for you, because so much effort, because you've got a deadline at the end. But if it's self-imposed, a deadline that's self-imposed, that has the flexibility you need, there's no urgent, massive, must get this done today else everything goes wrong pressure, you're more likely to do it and actually enjoy showing up and doing it, which is a game changer. And that's the bit that most productivity systems miss. And when we say earlier about the time management and task management, time management, I'm restricting the number of things that I do per day and the types of things that I do per day because I can work to my advantage and work when I want, when I need to. And the task management is actually being really clear on the flexibility of tasks, actually being able to move stuff forwards, backwards and around. So yeah, I don't want to go any deeper into the rabbit hole there. I've kind of covered a lot more than I was planning to, if I'm totally honest. This is a really simple thing. And again, all of this, mapping this all out for the week, takes little more than an hour, 2 hours tops. Sometimes it even takes half an hour to do the personal side and the professional side things. It's just that much of a game changer. So yeah, definitely do this. Get this implemented straight away. If you want some more help or support with this, reach out, let me know, because I've got some resources that might be particularly useful to help you with this. But yeah, that's kind of some of the stuff that I do. What do you do? What do you do? I'd love to know in the comments of the replay of this live, what do you do when it comes down to productivity? Would love to know. It's actually the first live I've done in a very long time, so I don't really know how to end it. Do you do a dance? Do you wave? Oh, I'm just gonna press the button. Anyway, thanks for watching, thanks for enjoying, hopefully, and let me know if you've got any questions. Bye bye bye. So there we have it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was. Head over to Instagram and drop me a message at BizCoachAiden. Come and drop me a message. Let me know that you listened. And I'd love to know your number one productivity hack, what takeaway. Like, come and tell me about this episode, because this is the stuff that, as you can tell, I nerd out about. Would love to know. Would love to know that you're listening. I appreciate you. Stay tuned for next week. Got a zinger of an episode. Oh, zinger. I don't think I've ever used the word zinger in a sentence before. It'll be a zinger of an episode next week. See you then.